old love songs, and still they'll seem so few. For I need 1,000 voices to tell you how I love you. I've only one heart to give you, one voice to listen to. So I'll bring 1,000 love songs, and I'll sing every one, dear, for you.
Hello, I'm Len Martin, and that was the voice of a fine ballad singer who was born in the city of Derby, was an apprenticed electrician on the LMS railway, and went on to make over 1,000 records and 3 times as many broadcasts. He ended his career at the top of his profession, and with the unique achievement of having been the lead singer with one of America's top big bands. His professional name is Denny Dennis, and this is his story. Denny Dennis was born in Derby on the 1st of November 1913. He was christened Ronald Dennis Pounton. He had an older brother who played drums and sang in a local amateur group called the New Mayfair Dance Band. When his brother left to go professional, Dennis took over his job and liked it so much that he studied the vocal techniques of the current singers of the day like Bing Crosby and Ella Fitzgerald, and gradually developed a singing style of his own. This attention to detail paid off when the band entered a national music contest. Anyway, here's Denny to tell you himself.
We did a melody maker contest, and the pianist had a chorus to play, but he wasn't very keen on playing chorus. It said, right, Denny, you'll have to take a chorus, you see. The song I sang was, come to me wherever you are, I'll come to you. Land or sea, wherever you are, I'll come to you. And to my amazement, it created quite a sensation. It wasn't a crooning contest, it was a band contest, you see. And there was no prize for a vocalist. Then the melody maker sent me a telegram, would I come to London to do an audition for Roy Fox? Because Roy had just left the Monsignor, he reformed a band. And so I did the audition, and Roy listened, and... Well, he said, I like your singing, he said, but I think you need a more experience. He said, have some voice training, etc., and come and see me in another year.
So in a year, with plenty of experience with the amateur band in Derby, he came back up to London and immediately went to see the editor of The Melody Maker.
And he said, I was just going to send you a telegram. He said, I want you to do an audition at the Spider's Web. For Freddie Brotherton, it's a very nice job. It was, as a matter of fact, it was a very nice roadhouse. Anyway, I did this audition, and Freddie said, oh, yes, when can you start? So I was doing that within a week. I was a professional, funnily enough. And then I'd only been in the job a week, and Jack Jackson came up to listen to me. And he was taking place of Henry Hall, while Henry Hall was on vacation. And he said, oh, I'd like you to do the broadcasts. So that's within a week of being professional, I was doing my first broadcast with Jack Jackson.
This is the first record Denny made with the Jack Jackson Band, and was an omen of things to come, and of an association with another great band some 15 years later.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear love call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you say or do just thrill me through and through. I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit, love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you be sweet and gentle, be gentle with me, because I'm sentimental over you.
That was recorded in 1933 with the Jack Jackson Band, Getting Sentimental Over You, the theme of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. After a year at the Spider's Web Roadhouse, Denny's contract ran out, so he decided to try his luck once again with Roy Fox.
Roy decided to give me a fortnight's trial. He said, but I won't use you on broadcast. They did a regular Wednesday night, I think it was, broadcast. He said, until after the trial. But after the first week, on the Wednesday night broadcast coming up, he said, I've decided to use you on broadcast tonight. But I've got to find a name for you. He said, Dennis Pounton. The name's much too long. My full name, you see, was Ronald Dennis Pounton. And I used to be known as Ronnie, which I hated, actually. But when I went to the Spider's Web, I used my second Christian name, Dennis. Dennis Pounton, you see. He said, like Dennis. What about Dennis, short for Dennis? How about that? So that's how I got my professional name, Denny Dennis. I started recording with Roy almost immediately, and I think one of the first records was a song called This Is Romance, and the date we recorded that was the 21st of December, 1933.
This is romance, there's a sky to invite us, and a moon to excite us. Yet you turn from my kiss. This is romance, it's a moment of splendor. Yet you fail to surrender to a night such as this. The dreamy magic of your eyes enchanted my heart. But will the magic of your love be granted my heart? I'm in a trance. Let me be heaven-bound, dear. This is paradise-bound, dear. Sweetheart, this is romance.
So, just after his 20th birthday, he was under contract to one of the country's leading dance bands, Roy Fox. And he was to sing with Roy's band for nearly 5 years, touring the country, making countless broadcasts, and of course, many records.
You got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, and always have those blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. The
association with Roy Fox brought Denny Dennis success after success. He topped many popularity polls, one of them the Melody Maker, as best vocalist. In 1938, he was voted second place in the Daily Express National Poll for singers. And 1938 was the year that Roy Fox decided to split up the band. So Denny accepted an offer from Bert Ambrose.
Amy, as we call him, had Vera Lynn as one of his vocalists then, and of course Evelyn Doyle and so on. Vera and I did one or two duets.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger? Like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest.
Well, here we are,
just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say good night.
Denny with a very young Vera Lynn, who sounds just the same all those years ago as she does now. He was with Ambrose for about a year, but got fed up with the constant touring and living out of a suitcase all the time, so he finally left the band at the end of 1938, got married, and went freelance.
The stars come out, lighting a deep blue sky, when Mother Nature sings a lullaby. The moon bends low, kissing each rose goodnight, when Mother Nature sings a lullaby. Our cares and all our troubles will soon be put to flight. The gentle breeze of evening will blow them through the night. Each heartache gone, many new hopes are born. nature sings a lullaby.
Nearly all my work consisted of commercial radio, the odd broadcasts, and personal appearances at local town halls around London. I sometimes used to do three appearances on a Saturday night. By this time, I was making a lot of money, around about £250 a week, which was, in those days, of course, it was an awful lot of money. But then, when the war broke out, all the commercial radio programs I was doing were wiped out immediately, and all the town halls were taken over for air raid precautions, etc. So for a while, the only thing I was doing was the odd broadcasts and my solo recordings for Decca.
Of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when those stars up above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace. Just for a tender while, I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way.
As soon as the war started in 1939, the BBC moved some of its production staff to the comparative safety of the Bristol studios, and Denny was offered a permanent job as resident vocalist with the Jack Hilton Band. He now found himself broadcasting four or five times a day on all sorts of programs.
Rosita, her name was Rosita. I used to serenade her. All Spanish songs I played her on my guitar. She was lovely as a star. Rosita, I lived for Rosita. She met a caballero. He was her handsome hero right from the start. And he won Rosita's heart.
While I was at Bristol with the BBC, I had a great surprise one day. A letter came through the post. It said, we have been listening with great interest to your recording south of the border. Would you please send some more records and some photographs, as we're very interested? So I sent photographs and a couple of solo recordings. Then back came a letter with a very famous caricature on. This was Paul Whiteman, and the person that had been writing to me was his personal manager. Would I be interested in going to the States? Which, of course, I was. But then, unfortunately, as the war was on, the Minister of Labour turned it down flat. Ministry of Finance was interested, as was the Ministry of Information, but not the Ministry of Labour.
Faithful forever, whatever I do, remember I'm true, remember that. Faithful forever and thankful for you. I'll keep smiling through. Remember that we may be apart now and then, but I'll hold you in my heart till you're in my arms again. Faithful forever, I promise to be. So always have faith in me.
In 1940, Denny was voted the number one singer by the readers of the Melody Maker. And in that same year, he enlisted in the Royal Air Force. He was in good company as he came together with Sam Costa and Cyril Stapleton, and they formed an entertainment unit and toured the camps. And Denny found himself in a band, behind the drums again, and singing.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you were in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Listening to that, it's no wonder that he was often referred to as Britain's Bing Crosby, is it?
That memory of love's refrain.
He had two more offers to go to America, one from the band of Sammy Kay and the other from Benny Goodman. But he wasn't allowed to go. He was posted abroad for some time and didn't return to this country until 1943. He was still entertaining the troops, making broadcasts for the BBC's overseas service with bands like Ted Heath and Sidney Torch. And he appeared on shows like Stage Door Canteen with Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. And he sang on many radio shows of the times. Itmar was one of them. And he even had an invitation from Squadron Leader Richard Murdoch to that infamous airfield somewhere in Britain, Much Binding in the March.
We have a station orchestra here. And they've just learned a new tune, and Flying Officer Sidney Torch will conduct them, and Corporal Denny Dennis will sing So Dumb But So Beautiful.
So dumb but so beautiful. So dumb, but so sweet. A peanut shell would more than hold your miraculous brain. Why, you don't even know enough to come out of the rain. So dumb, but so beautiful. So dumb, it really hurts. I gaze upon that lovely dome and realize there's no one home but you. You're so beautiful.
When the war ended in 1945 and he was demobbed, Denny Dennis had a double celebration, as he was also voted Britain's number one vocalist. Back in Civvy Street, he went on tour with a variety bill, but soon found the travelling too much. As luck would have it, Ray Jenkins was conducting the BBC Variety Orchestra and was looking for a resident vocalist for a new radio series. Denny jumped at it, as it meant living in London again, which in turn meant that he was able to guest on other people's shows, like Carol Gibbons and his old colleague Cyril Stapleton. And of course it was convenient for the Decca Record Studio too. This was made in 1946.
It's the bluest kind of blue. My baby says it's the newest kind of blues. My baby says it's the kind that makes you sigh. It's the kind that makes you cry. Doing something to my poor heart, like a soft lullaby. It's the bluest kind of blues, my baby sings. It's the truest kind of blues, my baby brings. Always on my mind, away or sleeping. It's the bluest kind of blue, my baby says.
Edward Lewis, or Ted Lewis, of Decca, the chairman of Decca, wasn't very happy about the treatment he was getting of releases for his records in the States. He was taking American Decca and on the Brunswick label over here, but they just didn't seem to want to know about, so he decided to form his own company, which was going to be London Records. And of course he gathered together all the artists, and they had big brochures and photographs taken and so on, records. Vera Lynn, Ambrose, Gracie Fields. Anyway, I wasn't included. And, I felt a little bit sickened about that. I also decided that I wasn't getting good titles with Decca, and I decided to let my contract lapse. Anyway, I was doing a broadcast with Stefan Grappelli. I suddenly get a telephone call, and it's Harry Sarton, the A&R man of Decca. He said, "Denny, I must see you. It's urgent. Meet me at the Savoy Hotel." I thought, "What? Savoy Hotel?" It was usually the local pub round the corner, you know. So, anyway, off I trot after the broadcast to the Savoy Hotel. I said, "Look, Denny," he said, "we've just had a letter from the chairman. They've gone wild over your record, Bluest Kind of Blues." And he said, "And I'm looking through your contract." He said, I found you're not under contract, as you see. So then I got a little rise in royalty and photographs by the best photographers in the country. And I was getting acclaim all over, you see, from even the Hollywood version of Variety, which is, I'm not sure what the paper was called. They were all going to this Bluest Kind of Blues record, which incidentally, in the first place, Decca hadn't wanted me to record. I liked the... I actually really did like the song. It appealed to me. It was one that was written by Django Reinhardt, incidentally, and Spencer Williams of Basin Street Blues fame.
Always on my mind, awake or sleeping, it's the bluest kind of blue. My baby says.
Then, out of the blue, Leslie McDonnell phoned me up of the Foster Agency. And he said, I've just had a communication from the William Morris Agency in New York. Tommy Dorsey wants you. And he'd heard this Bluest Kind of Blues record. And, of course, Dorsey was famous for vocalists, thinking of Peggy Lee, Dick Haymes, Frank Sinatra, etc. Yes, it was rather like sending calls to Newcastle, wasn't it? Which made me feel very proud.
Tommy Dorsey and the orchestra.
When I arrived in New York, there was a huge lot of publicity and things, and I was doing so many disc jockey shows and things, or interviews on disc jockey shows, places like the Copacabana and the famous Lunch at Sardi's and oh, so many things. And in fact, in the first few days, only there a few days, I'd done something around about 15 or 20 broadcasts, I think. The first time I met Tommy, of course, was aboard his yacht, his lovely yacht, called The Sentimentalist. Marvellous yacht it was. And, of course, Tommy was... had been on vacation, and on the third day, he flew out from New Jersey to Miami, and we started rehearsing there. Rehearsal started at 2 in the morning till 4 a.m., so that we'd have all the day to ourselves. But not me. The first thing I got was about 30 song titles I'd never even heard, and I got to memorise these things. So I was... The people thought I was going mad for repeating lyrics to myself over and over and over, you know.
A very beautiful and a very new ballad with a simple title of Until, sung by our own Denny Dennis.
Until there are no stars to shine, there's no such thing as time, I'll love but you. Until there are no songs to sing, there's no such thing as spring, I'll love but you. You were sent from heaven just for me. And you are all so heavenly. No such thing as love. I love but you.
Of course, touring was living out of a suitcase again, and the distances were vast in the States. But it was great to visit all the places I'd heard about and see my name up in lights on Broadway, which happened when we went to the Strand Theatre, Broadway. We played at the Pennsylvania Hotel for about 3 months. Ah, yeah, great. And it was a great band. It was a lovely band. Oh, I used to go to Greenwich Village quite a lot. Charlie Shavers, the coloured trumpet player, used to take me down there and... In fact, all the jazz boys in the band were my greatest buddies, you know. Buddy DeFranco, Louis Belson, the drummer, tenor player Boomy Richmond. When we went to Atlantic City, we were playing Steel Pier Atlantic City. Charlie Shavers said to me one night, "Condon, we're going out after the show." So off we went. He took me to a place called the Long Bar. And you can imagine this huge bar, what, 80 yards long or something like that. It seemed enormous. And on the bandstand at the end of the bar was the band, Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars. Strange enough, I'd met many years before Louis Armstrong when he was in Great Britain. This was in the early days when I was with the Freddie Brethren and the Spiders. We used to do a few contest things, adjudicating. And I remember in Nottingham, Louis Armstrong was at Nottingham Empire, and he came across to do an impromptu thing, and I actually played drums for the great Louis Armstrong. But of course my name was Dennis Poundton. Now, Charlie Shavers introduced me to Louis again, when we were in Atlantic City. And what a phenomenal memory. It was amazing to me. Louis said, "Ah," he said, "yes, we've met before." He said, "but your name wasn't Denny Dennis then. It was Dennis Poundton." Imagine all those years. And he remembered. Great. Gave me a real kick, man.
Armstrong and the All-Stars. The Americans loved this smooth, singing Englishman, Denny Dennis, and showed their appreciation by voting him to the top of many popularity polls. Unfortunately, most of the time Denny was with Tommy Dorsey, the American Federation of Musicians was operating a ban on all commercial recording studios, so he wasn't able to make any records with the band for nearly 12 months. But as soon as restrictions were lifted, they went straight into the studios and recorded several titles. And this was one of them.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing, and I saw you standing there. I stood beside you. How my heart was beating there. For my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you. Never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, voices of the choir. There will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above. Heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die.
Denny had been with Dorsey for about a year when he had to come back to England for domestic reasons, leaving behind all the fame, fortune, and opportunities. But he found that his British fans were still loyal and hadn't forgotten him. He went on tour again, did some broadcasts, and joined the Sid Phillips Band at the Astoria Club in London, which was certainly a change of style for him.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. You gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. You think that love's a barrel of dynamite. You had it coming to ya. And you don't like it, do ya? Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal.
Denny appeared on television and on lots of radio broadcasts, and his records were in great demand. But there were changes happening to the music business in the 50s, so Denny decided to retire to the beautiful county of Cumbria to pursue his hobby of photography. In 1982, when he was 69, he was asked to sing at a memorial concert for his old boss, Roy Fox. And to his surprise, he got a tumultuous reception. He sang in public again a year later at a memorial for Sid Phillips. Nowadays, he only sings around the house and in the garden, but the voice is still sounding good. And if you should happen to be passing, you'll hear the voice that thousands loved and must surely have sung at least 1,000 love songs.
I've enjoyed every moment of my life of singing. And of course, having travelled to so many places, done so many things, and worked with so many famous people, it's really been great, you know. I think if I had my time over again, I'd still settle for singing.
I've only one heart to give you, one voice to listen to. So I'll bring 1,000 love songs and I'll sing everyone, dear.